When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Tonight on the season premiere of Black Girl Stuff.
Tonight on Black Girl Stuff.
She gotta tap it like this.
Men stay coming for black women's hair, but now the tables have turned.
We're going in the comments where women are weighing in on man weaves and lace front beards.
Plus, we're calculating if his assets and liabilities are relationship deal breakers.
I'm not gonna be sleeping with a woman and she's struggling. Right. I don't want no struggle vagina.
Basically, are you too broke to be a boyfriend?
Nobody set us down and showed us how to play with our
And we're going inside the bedroom.
How many minutes foreplay should be?
18 to 40 minutes is what it takes to be fully aroused.
For a special sex ed course in female satisfaction.
Bedazzled booty, okay? Bedazzled booty.
Yeah, this is good, man. Watch this.
And from Usher and Luda to a very candid Omarion, I go one-on-one with music's most intriguing leading men.
To set the record straight for people that don't understand what being unbothered is.
All of this and more coming up right now on the first edition of Black Girl Stuff.
Welcome to the season premiere of Black Girl Stuff.
Yay!
Finally, y'all, a series just for us, produced by us, owned by us, and hosted by us.
And in the words of our good sis, Issa Rae, we're over here rooting for everybody black. That includes those with man weaves. Ladies, it's time to kick off the show by going in the comments. And this week, we found a very hairy debate.
Men have been coming for black women and our hair for years now, but the tables have turned since IG has exposed man weaves and lace front beards and got the ladies thinking about the hypocrisy. Case in point, NBA All-Star Jimmy Butler's hair transformation. Check it out. But okay. He has hair, y'all.
He has hair.
He has hair. He has a good amount of hair for a dude.
Okay.
Okay, content.
Look at
all
the content.
And one of the comments said, this is unbelievable.
No. Okay, so look, another comment says, who says that weaves are only for women? That's kind of like saying that women cannot wear pants.
Exactly. I think this is hilarious, though, because men love to ask, is that your real hair? And now it's like, sir, is that yours? Okay, like.
And they need to know, this is the beginning of the frontier, y'all. I don't mind a little weaving extension, but we're talking lace fronts and lace beards. I mean, that's when you cross the line. Yeah. NPR stated recently in an article two things. One, a lot of these lace front beards can cost anywhere from $275 to
$800. $800?
And the people are paying.
I mean, come on,
it,
all right? our wigs are expensive.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, we've got one of the top performing barbers who be, you know, lacing and gluing it down, Wade the Barber. He said in 3 months, he made $130K. That's a lot of non-homegrown
It costs to be a bad bitch.
I mean,
But how do you even spot one of these weaves? Because looking at Jimmy Butler's extensions, okay, because there's a difference, right? But I feel like I would never know that's not his real hair.
First of all, I could see that screen door in your beard. And if I walk in your bathroom and you got the yellow spray can of Gossip Me,
If I walk in your bathroom and you hang your beard up right beside my wig, I'm going to
I feel like like they're not gonna get in the shower with you. They're not dipping in the pool with you. None of that.
None of the above. You could spot it out every time, and we got the receipts to prove it.
I can't do it, y'all. Like, it's just annoying. First of all, y'all take our nail polish. Y'all took our skinny jeans. I can't even get the shoes.
You got a point.
I want it my size because the guys are always taking them all, and now y'all taking our hair too. This can't be the same weaves that y'all stay clowning us about.
That's the point.
And we got receipts of the clowning too. Yeah. Let's check it out.
Tina has a hair weave, okay? And when her hair itch, she can't scratch it like this.
That's
gonna mess up her whole hairdo. Instead, she gotta tap it like this.
Our women, black women, have always added stitches in the hair.
Wigs are the devil. They be sitting up on y'all head.
They spend hundreds of dollars a month on hair weaves.
Now he pocket watching.
Right.
They spend more money on hair weaves than they do bills.
Listen here, Michael Braxton with his turtleneck leather jacket.
It's not fair because there's so much, what women have been through without their hair, especially black women, the denigration of it all. I mean, I had a coworker one time say that black women wear weave because their hair doesn't grow as fast as white women.
Wow.
That's a real statement on TV, on the news, passing around that misinformation. No. And if we just go to white women, I mean,
they've been wearing weaves.
Extensions galore.
What's the difference? And clearly, we're saying to you all, to your face, we don't like them. And you're still putting on lace beards and lace fronts. So clearly, if you can say that and still do it, why can't we?
Would you date a man who's wearing a man weave?
A man weave, absolutely. I'll braid it in for you. A lace front. We can't glue.
Hell no. Do whatever makes you feel good. Right. But I can't. Because if Bree whispered to me in the club and said, hey, your man lace front is coming up,
and I'm gonna be embarrassed. And Bree is nice, I'm gonna shout that out.
I'm not helping you glue it on.
Imagine this scenario. So I'm imagining being on the receiving end of an oral engagement, and maybe I look down and things get real passionate and stuff, and then your beard just falls off. I'm like, bro, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and how can they really clean it? Because you can't get it wet.
Exactly. All right, guys, we can talk about this, but we got to switch gears because there's more to get to. We got to get back into the comments where we found a controversial conversation about men needing to be in a certain salary range before they can date. Listen to one brother's take.
If you and I are sleeping together, if I got it, you got it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be sleeping with a woman and she's struggling. Right. I don't want no struggle vagina.
I don't want to be struggling. I mean, seriously. Do you feel that a man needs to be financially stable to be in a relationship?
Absolutely. I think that there are different stages of financially stable. So, like, what I accepted in my early 20s, I would not accept in my early 30s, right?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I did hold a man down. I paid all the bills while he chased his dreams, and he became who he was going to be. And I don't even regret it. Like, even though we're not together, I'm happy about that. In my early 20s, I'm not paying all the bills. My standards are higher, and you gotta actively be chasing your goals before I can support you.
Well, how much does a man have to make to date you? Let's just put it out there. How much does a man have to make to date
you? It's not a number for me. It's more about assets, okay? To get this asset, you gotta have assets. Because you could be making $50,000 a year and have 3 multifamily homes. I'm like, you making it.
Exactly.
You can make $250,000.
Well, Tori, what about you, though?
I mean, I don't know, but I prefer a man to be financially stable because men are different when they don't have the money that they want or if they feel like they need to provide. They can be very insecure, especially, you know, these days we are working women.
Yeah.
You know, it's more common for the woman to be working. So he could get jealous of you. He
That's
could get
a good
upset
point.
If a man of a higher caliber or celebrity try to holler at you, I can't do what he can do.
For me, you gotta be a baller. Shakala 28. Only a baller. I definitely just over here calculating. According to my calculations, you need to make about $360,000.
Really?
Right there. That's basic. Yeah. I'm like an apartment. You got to clear the bills 3 times.
But I think we're basically saying we want a partner because, like you said, back in, like, you know, when we were younger, okay, that's cool. But now we're looking for, like, somebody.
Stability.
That, yeah.
We've got a lot to get to, all right? This next subject here, I mean, unprotected sex while cheating. Bree, I mean, this
let's
is a mess.
Take it from, you're right, Demetria, let's take it from pocket protection to panty protection with this one post from Neo's now estranged wife, Crystal, that sent the comments into a frenzy. She wrote, quote, 8 years of lies and deception, 8 years of unknowingly sharing my life and husband with numerous of women who sell their bodies to him unprotected.
We could even stop, full stop right there because it's the unprotected sex for me, okay?
Yeah.
Before I have sex with anyone, you need to show me the receipts. What are the Carfax? Let me see that you are clean, have a clean bill of health, but I recognize it's it's, you know, hard to
do. How do you go about that, though, Keila? No, how do you go about that? Because a lot of young people struggle with that. It's like, you have to ask somebody for their STI list.
And I absolutely ask for it, and I just ask. You know, to be honest, though, what made me empowered to do it more often, I was dating a boxer, and he had to do this, you know, get checked before every match. So he thought I was happy he was about to fight. I was like, okay, I get to see
what you've been doing.
And doing that enough times made me really, like, emboldened to say, no, this is what I need.
Yeah, but let's keep it real. Like, a lot of people, men and women, like unprotected sex. Yeah. Men say, hey, you know, it feel better when I ain't got
especially if you're in a relationship for so long.
Yeah, and women, a lot of women complain about condoms not really being pH balance friendly.
Yeah. So, but you know what, though? Black women especially need to protect themselves. I mean, according to the National Library of Medicine, heterosexual black women accounted for 61% of new HIV diagnoses among U.S. women. That is huge. Yes. That we do this show in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. All right, the HIV rate, huge here. And so we have to take this seriously. Yeah. So how do we go about protecting ourselves?
Well, one of the things you can do is get tested regularly, but there's really no way because it can change in one night. You don't have to be a habitual cheater in order to, it takes one time. Also, just having unprotected sex alone can cause your girls to have, like, a BV.
Yes. And you worried about the condoms making you smell bad. Chlamydia smells terrible.
We need to be empowered, like you said, to speak up in the moment, to put the condom on first. And a lot of black households don't teach our young daughters how to say, hey, you need to put a condom on.
And it's not just about the condom, though, because you think in a condom, that's penetrative sex. Right. Let's talk about oral sex. Ooh. Nobody's using a damn, okay?
And ladies need to just be aware, like, hey, if you having a little situationship and y'all are having sex unprotected, you gotta assume that he's having sex unprotected with every other girl that he's doing for you.
And a lot of girls don't even know they have BV. They got all these coochie products. They're not even supposed to be using them because they're not getting checked. If you went and got checked, you would know it's bacteria and you need to get it together.
And I hate when the guys be like, well, you my girl and you clean, so I'm clean.
No,
you need to go get tested,
you know,
too.
Absolutely to all of this, and to be honest, we could talk about this all day. But coming up next, our entertainment correspondent, Kennedy Bruce, is bringing a different kind of male energy. Talking about the Holy Trinity, y'all. Omarion, Luda, and Usher. They're checking in when we come back.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The man, the living legend, Usher, breaking the internet for this super viral Tiny Desk concert that ran up 1 billion impressions. Just this y'all right here. And our Kennedy Rue talked to him about maintaining his star power. Welcome to the house, Kennedy.
Hey, girl. Hello.
Usher, what?
I know. It was a big deal. I got to see Usher at his residency in Las Vegas. It was amazing. And you know I've been hitting the streets getting all the scoop for you guys. So I brought you some testosterone in the building today, okay? Because I know
we need the meat. We need all that. The BDE, okay?
Exactly. So we have Usher talking his residency. We have Luda talking about being a girl dad. And we have Omarion opening up and putting the streets, you know, the little chatter to rest. Because a lot of people have been talking about him in B2K. So I brought it all to you. Let's start off with Usher.
Well, rather I'm on stage and hopefully inspiring artists of the past to understand how important it is to put production and the hard work into being able to sing and dance and have a presence for an audience, it's just as important to tear away all of these things and allow the microphone and your voice to speak. Yeah. And that's what happened. I think NPR is an incredible outlet for artists to be able to not only show people who they are and maybe talk and give narrative around some of the songs. And for me, it was specific because I got a chance to go through an entire quick catalog right on the eve, the 25th anniversary of My Way. As a result of just singing and just letting them hear the voice and be reminded of these songs and the energy, then it became viral. They wanted to sing them because they could hear them. They could be reminded, hey, if I could challenge myself to sing, we should too. You know, it ain't just listening to it, it's also to sing them along with it, you know? And challenging yourself. So now we have the Superstar Challenge, and everybody's taking watch this. And I'm like, yeah, this is good, man. This is why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to make you feel something.
So you guys know Usher was breaking down, going viral over.
That's my favorite.
And talking about inspiring the next generation of kids on TikTok and Instagram to be their own masters of their universe, which was so awesome that, you know, he's been in this industry for so many decades.
He has an incredible work ethic. I mean, just imagine how, you know, remarkable you have to be if all it takes is for you to do this with one of your hit songs and bam.
And go viral. Right. Like, what I need to know, though, because, you know, Usher is fine.
Oh,
did he talk about his relationship status? Like, is he single, dating? What's going on?
You know, I just want to know.
You know what, Bree? He did not tell me about his romantic life. He kept it all professional, strictly business, because, you know, I mean, he is Mr. Entertainment, and it was about his residency. But no, I didn't find out about his relationship status. Yeah. Next time,
that just means part two. And we
exactly.
Watching that, we will do it.
Exactly.
Kennedy, I have to ask you, what is your favorite Usher song, if that's even possible to narrow it down to just one?
Oh my gosh, that's hard. That's really hard.
Tori, what about you?
Yeah. So many hits.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
I think Superstar.
Where do you start?
Superstar. Yes. It just makes me feel sexy. I feel like every time it comes on in a club, black women everywhere are singing it in the top of their lungs, and we feel good. It's like one of them get you hype.
But Bree.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
That's what I would say is my favorite, Demetria. Nice and slow. I'm a true R&B girl, so that's my fave.
Okay. That's definitely a little bit about the crowd, because I feel like sometimes you hear residency, you're like, okay, is it Gen Z or Gen X? You know, so what was the crowd looking like?
What's so funny about that, Akilah, is I actually went to the concert with one of my mom's best friends.
Oh, wow.
And we both were singing every single song. So it was multi-generational. There were young people, there were older people, people on dates, people with their homegirls, people with their moms, people with their mom's friends. Like, everybody was in the magic.
Multi-generational talent. So,
yes.
But this is kind of a buzz, you know, on the web. People are comparing Usher to Chris Brown, saying, who is the modern king of R&B?
Usher.
I love Chris Brown. I love Breezy, but I love Usher. Come on now. I mean, we grew up listening to Usher. Like, I mean, come on. He taught us everything we know about romance. I mean, you know.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to go with
Usher
takes the cake hands down for me. I mean, he's just a timeless act, and his residency proved that.
We got to go on to the next person, Luda.
Yes. We're keeping it in the lovers and friends family. I talked to Ludacris about his daughter's Netflix show, Karma's World, that was inspired about their relationship. We love to see it. Check this out.
So your series, Karma's World, was inspired by your oldest daughter, Karma. She's now 20 and entering adulthood. How has that changed your perspective on the series that's been focused on a young black girl's experience?
Man, listen, I've always told people I'm trying to be the change I want to see in the world. And it's so much craziness and, as we know, so much negativity. So it's like, what can I do to help offset that? What can I do to help, you know, bring some extreme change? And this is how I'm doing it. To me, it's all about legacy. It's all about knowing my role as a father, knowing my role as someone who has the power to, you know, plant seeds to change the world. And we're doing it, and the whole world is supporting this. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to make it to season 3 on Netflix. So Karma's World is a force to be reckoned with, and it's now taking the world by storm. Some of these things, you know, were actual, real things that she was going through as a child and things that she continues to go through. So we draw from real life, and I think that's part of the reason why the show is so successful.
You know what I love about this? I love to see black men especially, like, taking so much pride in being a girl dad. Because so often they always make a big deal about their sons, their first boys. Right. But to see a black man, like, you know what? I really love this relationship, and I'm cultivating it with my daughter. That was beautiful.
Yeah. It shows vulnerability.
Especially with all his influence. Because I'm going to tell you, one of my favorite birthday presents of all time was his first album, Back for the First Time. I mean, you understand? And I needed that explicit content label. I didn't want the clean version. Mm-hmm. My mom heard it. She was like, okay, we're taking it back to the store. But I was
I told him both. You know, like,
I love Luda. And to see him take that, I mean, he's timeless too.
No, he is. No, and what's so amazing about Luda is he really impressed upon me the importance of being the change you want to see in the world. Mm-hmm. Taking that into your own hands and really like cultivating the kind of world you want to see is so inspiring and amazing. And so it was such an honor to talk to Luda. I mean, you know, we all love
it's
Luda.
Luda. Yeah.
We all love Luda. We love Luda.
Mr. Unbothered himself.
I talked to Omarion, the former B2K frontman, who was spilling all the tea about his new docuseries, Omega, The Gift and the Curse. He was talking all about B2K and their split and was saying that this documentary is going to bring to light a lot of the questions that the fans have. So, allow me to close this chapter of the Kennedy Chronicles with Omarion.
The docu definitely shows, you know, a clear perspective on who is what, who does what, who doesn't want to do what.
Right.
And also dealing with the things that, you know, as children we weren't able to really understand. And we get into this in the story where the boys wanted to separate from our current management at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of stripped us apart. You know, I ended up staying with them.
Right.
You know, and because no one had a real plan, you know, everybody kind of was upset at each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was me versus them. That's what I always, you know, like to set the record straight for people, you know, that don't understand what being unbothered is. It's not you just ignoring your emotions. It's actually processing and dealing with your emotions.
Right.
And choosing and deciding how to respond instead of react.
Ooh, child, he is fine, okay?
And how did
you even stay focused? I would never even touch B2K.
Well, you know. I know. You know, Akilah, I'm a professional, so I had to do my journalistic due diligence.
Yes, and ask all the tough questions.
I did ask him about being a sex symbol, and he did talk to me about that.
Sex symbol?
Oh, you
he is disagreeing.
I love that he has a watermelon, and he's like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, that's what it takes to be a sex symbol.
And when he takes his shirt off, the internet goes in a frenzy.
Okay.
So
okay.
We can't deny his appeal, Demetrius.
He's a very attractive man.
Mm-hmm. This is what you're
very
saying.
Talented. Because I love his song,
love
Icebox.
It,
I mean, I was listening when I was, you know, B2K. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, in the morning.
How does he stay unbothered for real? Because I feel like if someone is testing me and a group of people are testing me like that, I don't know if I could keep my cool and wait for a documentary.
He talked to me about feeling singled out within the group dynamic and him having to shoulder most of the burden because, you know, he was the front man. So he took a lot of the responsibility when the group split. And he talked about, you know, them wanting to go in separate directions in terms of management and how that affected the outcome of their relationship. So he really got into it.
He holds his own. Imagine not a lot of people can be in a group and then kind of branch off, like almost like Beyonce kind of branched off and still kind of hold your own, but still hold your own as the group as well, right?
And be relevant for what?
For so long.
20 years.
Absolutely.
He was making us say, oh, for like decades.
Absolutely.
Kennedy Rue, I can't wait till next week, girl, because this was episode 1.
Right.
We
need more black eye candy, okay? Yes. And coming up, she might be a daddy's girl, but she's definitely her own woman. Regine Carter and her rules of dating in the modern world. That's straight ahead.
A cute first date will be like, okay, so like he texts me, he'd be like, hey, put on something, I'ma take you out. Boom. So then he gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry, what I put on, baby, where are we going? And he gonna be like, I have it outside for you. I'm like, okay. Okay, so I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna take my clothes that he had for me. And I'm like, this is a first date type shit, yes.
Welcome back to Black Girl Stuff. That was our girl, Regine Carter, getting real about what she requires on a first date. Sis has some serious standards, and why shouldn't she? And she is here right now, so we're gonna get to it. So walk us through what a man needs to do to take you out.
You know, pretty much, I want to feel like a queen for the day.
Right.
You know, that's what it is. Definitely. You know, surprise me, spontaneous. Okay. Come pick me up with my clothes already picked out. Ooh. You know, the driver already there. You don't even have to be there. Send a driver for me. Hey. Let me meet you at the date.
Okay.
Now, the date. The date has to be, you know, extravagant because, you know, if you know me, and if I know you and you fly, if I do the same thing, I'm gonna have that, I'm gonna turn it up.
Okay.
So do the same thing for me. Mm-hmm. And when I say extravagant, that's like a nice restaurant and rent it all out.
Okay.
Nobody a movie theater, rent it all out.
Because you value your privacy and you don't want to just be seen out.
Just, and then that's just something that's the thought that counts because it's like, baby, I want my time just with you. Mm. Let me take you to your favorite restaurant and rent it out.
She dropping gems.
You hear that?
But do you feel like men these days are just not as spontaneous? Like, I mean, first of all, how do you even meet men these days? Like, you know what I mean? Is it just the DMs?
It's definitely social media.
Okay. Like, is that a good thing?
It's just what our world is coming to.
Right, right.
No, the men ain't there. Right. Speaking about what our world is coming to, there is a lot of toxic masculinity out there. So tell us some of like your deal breakers. What toxic trait can you just not do?
Okay, so one, a lot of men feel like, you know, I do what I want, you do what I say.
Oh.
Mm. And it's never gonna be that with me.
No.
You know, I am a female, so I understand that a man wants a female to be submissive to a certain extent, and I get that because you're a man. But at the end of the day, I make my own money, and I also walk with my step, and I step real. So I'm never gonna let no man tell me what to do after he say it.
Right, I feel you on that. Now, to be real, we all got a little toxicity in us. You know, my toxic trait is I really kinda need you to, do need you to be completely obsessed with me, or I feel like you don't like me.
Yeah. What's your toxic trait?
I make up things in my head. Like, if somebody's not answering, I have the whole story made up. Like, you were with the girl said, don't answer, and that's what it is.
Okay.
Yep.
And it don't even have to be that, but it's, if I believe it, it's that.
Girl, what does he have to do to make it up to you? So let's say all of that happened, you ain't heard from him for 5 hours, and then he just gets back with you. What does it take to get back in Reginae's good graces?
You have to just, like, come back with some proof or like some, you know, I'm not the type to make me mad. I do love gifts now. Yes. But I'm the type that after you give me the gift, I'ma still be mad. So don't try to play with me.
Right, okay.
Be like, baby, I didn't mess up. Right, let me give you the, I'ma still be mad. But
you can't buy your way out of it.
Yeah, you can't buy it. You just have to come with proof and you have to show me that you're really sorry.
Right.
Okay. I feel that, but I'ma wear that new outfit in the
argument. Oh, definitely. Okay.
I mean, I'm dressed out, but you still.
It's still up for us.
You know? Right. You know what? So, I mean, we're talking about men and all that. We remember when you once tweeted, if a man doesn't make more than you, ... And we were all left hanging. So, I mean, finish that tweet for us. What happens if a man doesn't make more than you?
I grew up where, you know, y'all know my daddy. Like, so it's like, but I also was very humble. So I get that. So I'm not saying like, but I also am a believer in you date who on your level.
Period.
And I know what I like and I know how much I have. So if I date someone that I know that's not on my level, I know that he's probably not gonna give me those expensive or those expensive trips or bags or whatever I want. And I don't want him to do that because I want him to be able to, you know, spend on his means, not trying to make me happy because he know that I got more than him. Like, no. So I feel like I would want us to be on the same level, equally yoked.
Yeah, if a man doesn't make more than me, I feel like you gotta show me in things that money can't buy. Like, don't remind me that you don't make more than me.
Okay.
Because then, the minute you do, trust me, I'ma go for that job.
Yeah, that's like, the thing. Like,
you don't give me hugs, and you don't make more than me.
Don't act like you don't make more than me. It's another thing. Like, because I don't count people's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So don't act like my thing is, don't ask me. I'm cool on cutting, like, you know, having a little, treating my man once in a while, but don't make me be like the cash cow or something like that.
I feel that.
And you gotta have that mindset.
Yeah.
Like, where are you trying to go? It's not
where you at
right now, but where are you trying to go to?
So, Reginae, like me, you are a big sister. I am the second oldest of 6 siblings.
Ooh.
I know. And you know, as being a big sister, it comes with many roles. We play a lot of roles. What would you say your siblings describe you as?
So, it's different with me because I have 4 brothers. Is that 3 or 4? That's 3 brothers. Sorry, Lil Wayne just went on a spree one year. Okay, no, I have 3 brothers, and With them, we have different mothers. So with our relationship, I'll go to bat with them, but they like cool with their dad. Like they like this with their dad. My sister though, like my sister is my baby. Like that's my only little sister. So it's like, she's
like
me.
Your baby.
She's me. Like I walk in the house and I'm like, my mama called me and tell me Rain did this. I'm like, Mom, she's me again. Are you surprised? Remember I did that? Right. Like, and I'm so overprotective of her because
me too.
Don't play with her. And this world is so, she can't defend herself. Even my brothers, I'm very protective over them too. Like, even with my dad, I'd be like, hey, daddy, they feeling a way about something. I tell them real quick.
But let me ask you this. Okay, so I have some brothers, right? And I'm really protective of them too. Mm-hmm. And so when new girls come into the situation, I'm like,
Oh my God.
Big sis first. Hold on, come over here. See me.
Let me tell you, my brothers are 12 and 13 and have girlfriends. And I'm like, what is going on? What's going on with the generation? I have to sneak for my boyfriend.
We have a surprise throwback for you. I definitely want to see if you remember this. Let's go to the screen. And the caption, Lil Wayne said, you were the original hot girl. Hey. So, Meg, you better watch out.
I've been that.
Do you remember this picture?
I don't remember it as in, like, oh, my gosh, daddy, I'm in your arms. I remember it. But I do remember seeing it a lot. Like, every time I posted, people are like, I have that poster. I have that poster.
That's
like
icon status. Love that. Wow.
My mom tells me about this all the time. She tells me that I wasn't even supposed to be in this, and she had to get me together and put me on. I'm like, you had me fly.
Okay. It did what it was supposed to do.
Right.
Now, you also are transitioning into acting, and I'm an actress myself, so I want to know, as like your ideal leading lady role, who would your male co-star be? Would it be Michael B. Jordan, John David Washington, or Timothy
Chalamet?
Chalamet.
Yes.
Timothy Chalamet.
I'm sorry. I'm a sucker for Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for Michael. But guess what? Idris Elba.
Okay.
Please call me in the movie. Right there. I love Idris Elba, man. I'll be his daughter.
So you about to do the Mercedes experience.
Okay, real quick, pick for me. So Idris or Denzel? That's a classic question.
Ooh.
Come on.
Idris.
What?
She's loyal.
The accent.
Limba Chicken Chow Mein, Mkhetwa, a.k.a. Big Wara.
Yo, it's Big Fred, a.k.a. the Dituzowadi Podcast.
Kiki Tubafetu, and we are the Sobering Podcast.
Tune in to us every second Wednesday for fire conversations and interviews about South African music, sneakers, and street culture.
Check us out on the Revolt Podcast Network.
Shout out to our moms.
It's the accent. Well, girl, you've got a lot going on. I mean, just calendar, fill up any busy schedule, right? And you have this amazing, sexy new fitness line.
Yes.
All right, so tell us about I Fit In. It's the perfect blend, like I said, of how I like to look in the gym. So I'm gonna need some pieces. Let's get to it.
Okay, I Fit In is basically like, I feel like when I thought about I Fit In, I get judged so much, and I feel like I am very, like, comfortable in my skin. But I also do, like, I fight a lot on what I should look like or who I should, because that person and that, because it's normal. Yeah, that's what we all do. Yeah. So I wanted to bring a fitness line where people, females, I also want to go to men one day. I want to make it bigger, but where females could put on something and just feel good about it. Right. You know, you don't always have to be in the gym to put it on. That's why I wanted to make the cute pieces and have the best of both worlds with it. Like, and feel fine and sexy and say, I fit in.
I agree, because I'm a mom and I want to run errands, and it's like fitness meets sexy, and I still can feel sexy, and it may motivate me to go to the gym because I already got it.
Cool.
So I'm like, you know what, I already ran my errands. Let me go get
done back to both worlds.
Come home, just a hold up. Let me just do a little couple crunches
Well, we thank you so much for coming. We're definitely looking forward to getting our package of outfit in.
And I got you.
You are more than welcome to come back to the BGS house anytime.
I can't wait. First of all, I just have to say thank y'all so much for having me. You guys are beautiful, and everything was so natural and just, I loved it.
Thank you so much. All right, y'all, and coming up next, it's Dr. Ruth meets Megan Thee Stallion. Our sex education specialist, Samaya B, is here to share some tricks and some treats. We'll be right back.
Nope. Nobody sat us down and showed us how to play with our
Really?
Nobody sat us down either, showed us anything about this dick, just had to clean it.
Barely. You know what? That's not
the time. I keep my cleaning up to put in some. All right, whatever. What is that?
A clitoris.
I thought this was squirrel lungs.
Welcome back to Black Girl Stuff. Now that's sex education on steroids, brought to you by intimacy specialist and FAMU's finest, Tamaya B. Welcome to the BGS house, girl. And you know why we're so excited to have you here, because that means we're going to be talking about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
But we can't talk about sex if we don't talk about foreplay,
okay? Okay, that's everything.
Right, so I got two questions for you. For one, tell us why so many men don't seem to understand the importance of foreplay. And two, I want to know how many minutes foreplay should be so that in the future I could tell my man, nah, Samaya B said 10 minutes and you doing a smooth 7.5.
Ooh,
let's get them together.
Okay, so great question. First of all, thank you guys so much for having me. First, a lot of men don't understand the importance because a lot of women are not requiring it. Mm. So because a lot of women have never had an orgasm, they're not really sure if they're getting there because it feels good. They also don't know what's missing because sexual education for us has been don't get pregnant and don't get an STD. Right. That's not sex education. There is no focus on pleasure whatsoever. And because it feels good or because we're horny, for lack of better words, we feel that it's time for sex, and that's not true. Mm-hmm. So not understanding the actual sexual cycles that men and women go through is why we don't really understand what's next, as well as we get blinded by the orgasm. Mm-hmm. As soon as you have an orgasm, you swear that you're doing everything right. You know? But I'm like, we have to look past that. To that second
I'm about
question.
To say the minute.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, yeah, no, look now.
That's all right. Yes, destination, journey, all that minutes.
So, as far as time, 18 to 40 minutes is what it takes to be fully aroused.
Okay.
Every time I say this, they play it with Carlos, and I tell people all the time, I'm not saying that you can't have an orgasm in less than 40 minutes. Yeah. What I'm saying is that when you are fully aroused, you ever put your food in the microwave and it's like a little cold, like on the outside, but you hella hungry. Yeah. You're super hungry. So you're like, I'm gonna eat it anyway and just ignore the part that ain't like real hot. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we do with sex. Mm-hmm. And because it was good, because we were able to get it down, because we didn't get sick, right? Like your leftovers. Right.
This sounds terrible. Hold on. It's what majority of sex like is for people.
But when you warm up your food in the microwave and it's not fully hot, but it's kind of hot and you hungry, you know you're going to eat it anyway.
Nah, so what you're saying is you need to preheat that poutine.
Preheat that.
You said something really important. A lot of people said that they've never had an orgasm before. Is that true, or do we really just not know? Is it possible to have one and not know that you had an orgasm? You know.
Let's be honest. If you got to go and you go to the bathroom on yourself, like say you had an accident, you would know, right? You'd be like, y'all, hit that Baptist fan, you'll be out, right?
Oh. Excuse me.
If you had an orgasm,
you would know. So what's the difference between an orgasm, ejaculation, and like climaxing?
Okay.
I need
Break it down. Please. All right. So first things first, your orgasm is the actual release, right?
Okay.
The let go.
Then we all feel good when you said
right.
that.
Right. But ejaculation is what your body's what it omits, mm-hmm. like what it lets go of, right? The fluids.
So it's the release and then what it releases.
Right.
Okay.
So but release, the problem what is it that releases.
Called like squirting is what we usually call that, right?
So squirting is not an orgasm.
Right, but not ejaculation?
At all. But what? It is one form of ejaculation.
Okay, okay.
So women can ejaculate in four different types of ways. Two of them come from the urethra and then two of them come from the vagina, right? Wow. But so many women are like, well, I be squirting, but I don't know if I ever had an orgasm. If you're starting the sentence with I don't know, then you've never had an orgasm. Let's just start there. Mm-hmm. Second of all, or it's super, super weak, and we can strengthen that up. We got something for that.
Ooh.
So, we got something for that. But then as well, you have your, just because you're not squirting doesn't mean you're not ejaculating at all. You know, music, rap culture, and a lot of miscommunications have us thinking that squirting is the biggest thing that could happen, and that's the goal. Mm-hmm. I can press you up in a certain way and make you squirt. That's not really a thing, you know? But your orgasm, that's what you should be searching for. And if you're having a full orgasm, see, a lot of times we ain't even having full orgasms. Mm. You wanna know how I know?
How?
That's what you look like when you're about to come. You're holding your breath and you like this. Like, you know, you can't even control it. You hold your breath, you can't even control it, nothing. And it's like, you're not really letting it out.
Okay.
So arousal is nothing more than blood flow going to your clitoris, right? Okay. To your genitals. When you do that, you need oxygen. Mm-hmm. If you're not breathing and you holding your breath, your body is greedy. It's gonna hold its breath, try to catch that and then it's gonna breathe again. Now you didn't cut it short.
Well, you know what? Speaking of things that's been cut short.
I know we have to rewind things to earlier this year when DJ Envy and his wife made news. They really went viral after co-authoring a book where she shared that she faked her orgasm for 10 years. Roll the tape.
The first part of our relationship, she was faking. I had no idea. I thought I was
faking the orgasm.
Yes.
He's trying to speed by this conversation.
I'm not.
But it took Daddy Longleg 10 years in order to make Gia have an orgasm.
You got to think, we were together since I was 16, she was 15.
All right, that's wild. How are you with somebody for 10 years? I mean, so, and don't even explore their body, not knowing what they really like so that your lady can, you know, finish? Somebody, how does that happen?
Honestly, it's most couples. Uh-huh. So if you've been with somebody for so long, one, when is the last time you even checked in and asked them what has changed or whatever? There are things that you liked when you were 15 or 16 that at 25, you just simply don't like anymore. But more than that, if you've, one, never had an orgasm by yourself, meaning you're not masturbating or taking that time to love on yourself privately, that's one. And then two, how do you criticize someone without telling them, like, it's not that our sex is even bad, it's just I would prefer these changes. And, you know, you don't want to be a drill sergeant. It's a very tough conversation. And then also, men sometimes will say, you know, well, I've never had any complaints before. There's that one.
Well, you know what? That's why you want to do more than one couple every now and then, right? Yeah. You have more than one person for more than one goal.
Look here. Let's talk about that. But then there's even the, on the woman side.
Yeah.
If you do not tell them what to do, then how is he supposed to read your mind?
You better listen.
Like, let's try something new.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So,
come to the sex store with me.
Yeah. Come to the sex store with me.
I like that.
And then do you even know what to get at the sex store? Because I be saying, a lot of people like, I hate sex toys. I don't like them. Well, your toy costs less than it costs to get your eyebrows waxed. That's probably why you're having issues.
Okay,
like,
you guys, a little bit about
people
toys
don't
then.
Know how to buy toys. And then they try it one time and then be like, I don't like toys because I like the real thing. I need it warm.
Okay. Can you give us more of an update on toys? Because I know you brought a few gifts for us. You brought a few gifts for the girls.
Let's name each
one of them for the beginners in the back.
I feel like this is a good goodie pack to start. Here. Whether you're a lady, the fellas, like I think this is good for both. Okay. So let's start here. So we have a clitoral stimulator. You guys know it as the Rose. This is great not only by yourself but with your partner. So 18 to 40 minutes of foreplay is really hard. But if you add some extra stimulation, you can get there a little quicker. If your mouth getting tired, so move on. So then we got a glass dildo. All right, glass dildo. So you can put this in ice water. You can put it in hot water. And it's not intimidating to look at because it doesn't actually look like a penis. So now you can create more intimacy because now I can look at you.
Can you put it in the freezer?
Yes, you can put it in the freezer. But, you know. And then we have a butt plug. So if you like a thumb in the butt, then this is a good replacement. Now it's consistency. As well as, I mean, ladies, you got to up these nudes. So bend over a little bit. Take a little picture. You got a little around. Bedazzled booty. Okay. Bedazzled booty.
We in a digital age, right? So you know you got to bring that out. So thank you so much, Samaya, for this very...
Thank you so much.
We love like that. Conversation and demonstration.
Absolutely.
Okay, you got to come back. But in the meantime, we'll be right back with more Black Girl Stuff.
Yeah. Let me go put this in my purse.
Drop it like a thotty, drop it like a thotty. I say now pop it like a thotty, pop it like a thotty. We say now drop it like a thotty, drop it like a thotty. Church girls acting loose, bad girl acting naughty. Let it go, girl. Let it out, girl. Twirl that ass like you came up out the South, girl. I say now drop it like a thotty, drop it like a thotty. Bad girl acting naughty, church girl, don't hurt nobody.
Yes, y'all, Beyonce's latest album, Renaissance, had us all in a chokehold. Welcome back to Black Girl Stuff. She even told the church girls to drop it like a thotty, drop it like a thotty.
Yeah, the album is number one in over 100 countries. Plus, it's the number one album across all streaming platforms. But are we surprised? This is Queen B we're talking about. And I know we all agree,
it's a vibe.
Yeah. Entire vibe. Repeat. And you know what? Every week we'll be highlighting black women who are making major moves. We call them our BG bosses of the week. And Tori, I know you got our first BG boss for us.
I got you, girl. Okay, so ladies, our first BG boss of the week is a 9-year-old. And yes, y'all, I said 9 years old.
Okay.
Musical artist and YouTube sensation that promotes education and diversity.
You talking about Gracie?
Girl! Yes, y'all. Okay, so she started this YouTube learning channel called Gracie's Corner during the pandemic after noticing that it wasn't a lot of content geared towards our black youth. And since then, baby, she has taken off. And my son, Baby D, enjoys having fun while learning and watching her jams. And listen, grown men are playing Miss Gracie and enjoying it, y'all.
What sound does the letter make? What sound does the letter make? Make it sound sounder out. Yeah.
Gracie about to take us out. All right, so that's all we got for now. But before we go, let's toast to all you black girl bosses everywhere.
Yes. Cheers to more success.
Amazing Six.
Bigger Check.
And BGS.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.